the hospital and drove straight to the woods. Some sort of statement of our freedom, I suppose. But you could not walk for long. And soon you were crying at the reality of the idea. And my heart was slammed. This is a sentence. Carried you a further 100 yards. False hope, distraction. Before giving up. We sat and stayed and ate and drank. I explained it away, or I tried to explain. Before silence, and then the gentle beginning of our sway home. Disappointed. Everything can become so monochrome. People pass, but I cannot look at them. I cannot enter conversation. Why this? Why that? No, please do not judge me or my child. But in a moment, our batteries were recharged, our exploration rewarded. The dusk shaking clear. As unexpectedly, our eyes are lit at the sight of the eagle, the great white sea eagle, high in the rooftops of the tall, unfurling trees. And do you see it? I saw it, Dada. I saw it. Are you sure? Are you sure? I'm sure, I'm sure. It is huge and it is barren. Vast cloaks, vast branches of wings. And we can actually hear each stroke of air, feathers and bone and flesh deep into wood, and then hidden. And then we spy nothing, though our eyes search on. Oh, come warm us. Come cover us, embrace us. What was he doing there? What was he looking for? I don't know, I don't know. But I remember. These days when we return, I scan the skyline, of course I do, but nothing yet. And we don't need him so much now anyway. And you don't look at all. You have less important things on your mind, for which I am forever grateful.